Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Why Am I Sad? I'm Joel.
I'm Zoe B.
I'm Cass.
And I'm George.
And we're fine.
Woo!
Hello, sunshine. Hello, blue skies. Hello, lovely day. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-da-da.
How is everybody going? Oh, George is. Hey, George, how are you? Yeah, how is everybody?
George?
I'm actually all right. I just wanted to vary up the sound that everyone had made. Look, can you do a happy low sound?
Yeah.
Why is high exclusive for happy and low is more glum?
How are we all going? Start with you, Zoe. How you been?
I'm good. I got to move back into my house. I'm no longer on my parents' couch, which is nice.
Privacy.
Who's been masturbating?
Hell yeah, babe.
This girl.
Our queen.
Fuck that rules, yeah. Dude.
So it's been good. I've been back in my house for 2 days now. I just really missed having a bit of privacy.
Just even a bit.
Just even an un petit little bit is a treat.
Just un petit wall.
One wall would have been so lovely. But it was good. Like I really enjoyed my quarantine social isolation experience with my family. I had a good time with them. My younger brother's most likely leaving the country in a couple months if the borders open back up. So it was really nice to spend some quality time with him where we had to hang out. We just kept like walking into each other's space and just like giving each other the finger and like kind of doing that siblingy thing where you're like, man, what are you doing? I'm bored.
Bother.
Yeah. So that was nice to get some quality time with him before he leaves because he's off to Europe indefinitely and I'm fine with that. No, I'm super proud of him. He got into all the top schools in the Netherlands and he's very excited to go. And he's achieving his dream and all the lovely things. And I now have to go to Europe. So
that's neat.
I mean, you said that's sounding sad. I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm the only person who doesn't want to like a holiday. I'm like,
Yeah, actually, why don't what? Yeah, what? What? You seem so. I kind of glossed over that, but no, what? So yeah. What?
I feel like you're just intentionally like being contrarian.
Like at all?
Point. No, like I do. I don't like doing it on my own.
Okay.
That causes really high anxiety for me. So with Ari to go visit him, I would need to figure
out
how to...
I'll come, don't you worry. Trip to Netherlands.
Yay. I was going to be like, hey, next time you do European tour, Zoe tags along and then quickly juts off to the Netherlands for a little bit and then she's a little bit calmer. But no, I'm not a big traveler. I'm not a big kind of holiday person. Cass can kind of attest we went on holiday over New Year's and by like day four, I was like, I want to go home. Like I was getting pretty twitchy.
I just didn't realize you loved Australia and Melbourne so much.
It's not even that. I think it's just like, I love my house. I love my house. My house could be in like an igloo in Antarctica and I'd be like, this is my space.
You could go and make an igloo and do that.
I'm someone who loves Australia and loves Melbourne more than I ever have, realizing that and having traveled, being like, no, fuck every place that isn't Melbourne. But no, I love traveling.
Have you been to Japan?
I have been to Japan.
Come on. It's so clean.
But no, Melbourne rules. But yeah, I don't know. I always like the traveling aspect, the seeing, you know, new things. It's kind of fun. I think I really like
seeing new thing aspect doesn't bug me. I think the idea of any kind of like long.
The idea of seeing new things doesn't make me angry, but...
It doesn't. It doesn't bum me out. Like, it doesn't... That in itself doesn't cause anxiety, but I get, like, anxiety when I have to drive into the city a little bit further than I don't know.
Okay.
So, the fear of the unknown, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's that whole thing that, like, anxiety exists in the future, and so I've never done it, so it causes anxiety. So, like, I've never been to the Netherlands. I have been to France and... Belgium accidentally, and I wandered.
Happens to the best of us.
Where happens are in we? Europe, but, and you wander, and you end up in a different country, and it's not fair.
Yeah, if you ever pay attention to World War One, it was a big thing then. That accidental wander into Belgium
just keeps happening. One of those things just keeps happening. People just can't help.
Yeah, I'm not
it.
A big traveler, like, and I'm a little bit nervous about doing it, but I'm excited to go. He'll be living in Amsterdam, and out of any city that I would want to see, that sounds pretty cool.
Okay.
So...
Well, don't worry.
I'm excited to go and do things that are legal to do there.
Hell yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
All rules. Well, we'll...
Prostitution, baby!
Yeah!
We'll sort you out when that... And then you have to cross that bridge.
Thank you.
Is it the traveling itself or, like, as in the act
the
of
traveling
getting
itself.
On a plane?
The physical, like, plane. I'm not scared of planes. I just don't like long-form travel. Like, once again, Cass... Mm. Yeah, saw me drive to 3 hours away, and it was like an anxiety riddled. Like I was white knuckling it the whole drive and trying my best to be like, I'm fun and I'm okay with this. And I was just like, I need to get there.
All right, we'll set you.
Yeah,
up.
Next year episode problem, and we'll dedicate a whole episode to me just panicking about having to get on a plane.
That's fair enough. Having dealt with a lot of unhappy flyers in my. It's fine. It's all doable.
Yes.
We've got
big fan. You listen to audiobooks, watch TV shows.
It's good. It's good.
I can do that in my bed, though.
Yeah. It's not the same.
No, you're not. Bed's better, though, because you can lie down and stretch. I'm just remembering all those flights to the UK. Fuck it, Zoe. It sucks. Don't listen to anyone else.
Nah, the worst part, you have to wear face masks from now on.
Worst.
So it's going to be so shitty that for 10 hours straight, a face mask on.
Well, maybe I won't. Like, I'll wait till flights are good. Like, I don't have to leave. In
maybe,
I
won't.
Like,
maybe I won't. Maybe I'll wait till he comes to me.
He can come home. He can come to spend some time with us instead.
Yeah, that sounds like a much better plan. Yeah, I don't know. Again, it's just this weird thing of like, you're like, oh, yeah, next year I'll go overseas. But you're like, can I? Will I? Is this a thing?
Well, that's what happened, like, because he got accepted into, I think he's going to Amsterdam University, like, and so he got accepted and he was really excited because that was the university he wanted to go to, and he accepted and was like, yes, I will be starting in your September classes, and then he had to start emailing people and be like, if I cannot leave my country, what do I do?
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting now, it's very up in the air of, like, is he going to be able to... leave, and so we'll find out.
Well, good luck.
Point is, you got to spend time with him before that potentially.
Yeah, it's good. I made him and Mum watch Midsommar, and we found it very funny. So we're bad people.
Didn't know it was a comedy.
Yeah, who knew?
It's very funny. There is the hammer in that movie is hilarious.
Okay,
None of us know what you're talking about. What a hammer is.
Have you not seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay.
There is a bear, old man.
The bear's super funny. All of it's super funny, man.
Jumps off a cliff or something. I don't really know.
Watch it. It's on Amazon Prime.
Oh.
Check him out. It was very funny.
Okay. Will do. I
haven't
heard
that. You know what it reminds me of when you say that, though? I feel like I had a friend of mine, and he went and watched. He hates tension in movies, and he hates feeling tense. And then he went and watched Gravity, the movie. And I spoke to him afterwards, and he's like, "Yeah, man." He went with a friend of his, and they're like, "Yeah, we just laughed the whole time. It was so funny." I'm like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Because it was like so dumb how tense it was." And I'm like, "Were you dealing with your terror by laughing at it?" To act all above it when really you're just like so terrified of confronting.
I get what you're saying, horror. But it just wasn't that. Like, this movie was stupid. Like,
okay.
Like, straight up. straight up, I'll be honest about it. I watched like two big kind of fucking finger quotes of last year's movie. I watched Knives Out with Ari as well. I did not care for that film.
Oh, I like
that film was dull.
I think it's so contrarian. Yeah, no, okay.
I don't know why. I just didn't care for it. I was like,
You're right. Yeah. I guess when people think something's good, maybe it's not.
It sometimes it just doesn't have to be good. Like I wanted it to be good. I was like every.
You know
part
how
of
I could be
out.
Original? Say stuff that's good.
I don't
sucks.
Even read the book.
I got personality, guys.
I wanted both these movies to be good, and both of them I had no time for. I'm super gonna watch Midsommar again though because I found it very funny. So
I found the all the relationship based scenes the most disturbing part of that movie. Was like watching how the couple interacted with each other, and then like there's this one, it's like right at the start there's a conversation where they're having like a fight, and then throughout the fight gets twisted, so the girl is complaining about like a very reasonable thing because something very bad has just happened, and he twists the conversation until she starts apologizing, and it is so disturbing to watch. That was like the most disturbing part of the movie for me.
Those bits, the first half an hour, really tense, really uncomfortable. I was like, yes, whatever this movie is, I'm here for it. And then when they rock up in the Swedish village that is meant to be like their version of hell, I was like, oh no, now it's just stupid. Now it's just so stupid.
Right, I'm their excited to, very funny. To watch this classic comedy film. I'm looking forward to it. Cash, how you been going this week?
I'm good. I'm sick. Like, I mean, I tested negative for corona and now I'm just sick.
Oh.
So it sucks. I woke up this morning and was like everything hurt. I was so sleepy. I just went back to bed. Like,
yeah, you look like a combination of sweaty and just woken up.
No, I got my skincare order today. I am covered in samples.
Oh.
I'm not sweaty. I'm glistening. Okay. I'm emitting a glow. Okay. I was like, I'll make myself feel better by putting all these nice things on.
Mm-hmm. Could it be possible? And just hear me out here. A combination of glistening of these samples, but also that sweat sick coming through and mixing together to create an ultra sheen.
I don't think I've been sweaty. At one stage I was like, oh my god, do I have a fever? And then I asked my housemate if she was hot and she said yes, so we turned the heater off. So I don't think it's that.
Hang on. What?
That sounds like the opposite.
That's fantastic. A fever is like you're hot and cold.
Sorry, but Cass.
What? So you're saying it's not hot.
I wonder. I did not know if I have a fever, so I asked my roommate, were they hot? They said yes, we turned the heater off. Ergo, I do not have a fever.
Does that not make sense?
No, it was hot in her house. Yeah, it was just hot in her house. She thought she had a fever, but it turns out it was just hot in her house.
Thank you, Zoe.
She could still have a fever. It might also just be hot.
She still could have had a fever. Like, it's not a good barometer. I'm not on Cass's
side. That's not how you test.
No, you know what? I am on Cass's side. I'm still not sure what the temperature is when I sleep at night, how many duvets I need. So, yes. Cass, I get where you're coming from. Is this anxiety or don't I have a doona? I get it.
I'm fine. Right. My insides feel bad, but I'm fine. Like, whatever.
What a time to be sick, though. What a time, like, the restrictions are finally slowly starting to be lifted in Melbourne, and you're like, I got to stay home, I'm ill.
I hate it.
Because that's the, like, one rule is, like, if you're sick, don't fucking come outside.
That's pretty much a good rule for all the time.
Yeah. It is. We just didn't listen to it before.
Yeah.
No, because we lived in a capitalist society that valued a dollar over your health.
It still does, but...
Yeah. Hey, we're still there, Zoe. We're still a capitalist society. Are you sick? Work from home, and now
like
we can
Zoe's
do that
saying,
easier.
I saying, comrades. I'm really feeling it.
I think maybe, like, it's kind of like we went through a breakup. Maybe now it's time to change. Maybe communism, socialism, an oligarchy. Like, we don't know what would work next.
You said change, and then you said oligarchy. I'm confused.
What about we go back to this monarchy situation? What about we go get the royal family, but Australian?
Just quietly, isn't the Queen dominating? Did you see her speech and stuff? She rules.
No.
As far as monarchy goes, she is sick.
She will never
classy.
Die.
She's a classy dame, keeping stuff cool.
That's nice. How you been, Jorge?
Yeah, not bad. I mean, I think I can understand... Zoe's thing when she said like about hanging with family and trying to appreciate it and stuff like that. I think there are moments of that now because everyone's kind of stuck at home all the time. But I always get this thing where like it's always once it's over, I'm like, that was really good.
yeah, that hindsight, that look, yeah,
the rose-colored glasses.
Oh, yeah, but even yeah. I think even during it, I'm like, I can't wait for this to be over so I can look back on it fondly.
Just put the glasses on now.
Wow, it's crazy how much I can relate to that, George. Just crazy.
Yeah, it makes sense. Just you know, you can choose what you think. I'm unwell, and you have made me tired. Like, I'm tired now. I've said too much. I'm sleepy. I need to go lie down.
So you, Cass just isn't vibing, but I feel the other two are on board with me. They get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that ethnic family that, you'd know if you knew, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this is a lot. It's just a lot. And like, you know, I'm going to love this, but once it's finished, I'll be like, that was bloody, you know.
It's exhausting. Yeah.
I always find it like with my yaya, like more than anyone, because I love my yaya. I think she's the best. But when I'm like sitting with her hearing all the stories, I'm like, God, I'm bored. God, I'm bored of this story. But I know that once she dies, I'm going to be really happy that she's told me these stories.
No, I get it. That's
Does that mean you get a net zero of pleasure from a person? Yeah, like, it sucks now, but later I'll like it. And you just come in at a cool feeling nothing.
Which is better than how I feel for most people. Like, normally it's like a negative five, so.
You say this like it's a bad thing, Cass, and
I'm not
sure I kind of agree with you. You come up net zero, that's good.
And I would say almost it's actually negative across the board, but some have a positive aftertaste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can just.
I just don't understand where you're coming from.
You guys make a lot of choices.
I've looking back, you know, me and my dad, I would never in my life want to live with him again. You know, it was a nightmare growing up. There was a stint in my mid-20s where I had to do it again. And I think we just fight like cats and dogs. It's just one of those things. And I'm the son that gets along with him the best. But now that I do not live with him and there's a lot of distance, the relationship between me and him has never been better. Never been better.
Because you can leave, basically.
Yeah.
It's like I went traveling once. and with a friend I thought we were good friends. And then I found out on the trip that we were good friends because I could leave.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, yeah. Nothing is as quite as revealing as being like, wow, we went traveling and that was a nightmare. Speaking of my father, my mum told me that after her honeymoon with my father, she was like, I am never going on holiday with him again. And for 40-something years, she did not.
She's going to marry him and live with him for the rest of my life.
What a choice. What a great start.
That's what a great phenomenal.
Start. That is That's amazing. Like,
that is kind of beautiful, actually.
Not what I would use, but all right.
In a thing you read about, you know, not something you'd ever want to live through, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, oh, that's funny.
Now you're getting
it. I get to leave that in the past now. I don't have to deal with that as my present.
Exactly.
I'm convinced that's why people like kids. They don't have them.
They don't have them.
Yeah, they don't have them. They're like, oh, my God, babies. Oh, your child is cute.
Something will kick in when you get to a certain point. Look, if it
I
might
keep
not.
Being told that and it's terrifying. Yeah.
Nah, look, I think the best contraceptive on the planet is to be single and then have all your family have kids because you get to experience the highs and then you just get to appreciate avoiding the lows. it's like, yeah, I don't get to feel quite the amount of love you do for these little idiots. I still feel a fair bit. And I still can do whatever I want.
Yeah. So,
trade-off, you know, pretty good, yeah. I reckon.
I just think get pets. Like, they're just, like, the good part of kids.
With a short lifespan.
You still have to clean shit.
You're still cleaning shit regardless of whichever one you pick.
That's true.
No, you can pick none. What happened to the joy of leaving? Don't have anything.
Same. I'm with you, Cass.
Get a pet. Get a pet instead of having kids. Get a bird. That's a weird choice.
That's like none of the benefits of having a pet with all the negatives.
Yeah, that's like that's just all the negatives of a pet. It's angry and there's talons. And it still shits.
Yeah, and smells and stuff.
Yeah, and mites. Like
mites.
Mites. Yeah. Like get a cat or a dog. Like at least those will love you.
Mm. Yeah,
bird again, will eat your eyes.
All right. It's getting biblical.
Zoe's irrational bird theories away.
Just quickly, speaking of kids, though, one thing that did happen on Mother's Day, my brother announced he's having a kid. So that's the third
Uncle
brother
George!
Now.
I feel like his partner again. Should have done that. It was Mother's Day, but that's fine.
she does not speak. No, it was a team effort. They had the whole thing. It was actually very, very adorable. Basically, they were on our cases to make sure we were at the lunch at the time. They're quite pedantic usually, so we didn't think anything of it. But then they had a whole unwrapping thing for my mum. They gave her like this mug, and it was so adorable. Because my old Greek mum, when everyone's around, she's just happy. She doesn't know what's going on. She's just happy to be. Everyone's around eating food together. She's wrapped. She's not paying attention to little details.
That's really so nice.
They give her this mug, and it says on it, congratulate, or something like, you're a grandma again on the thingy. And then inside the mug, there was like an ultrasound. But my mum gets it, and she's just so confused. Like she's so happy at the same time. Like you've never seen someone so happy and confused.
She's happy getting, she like, got a mug. That's neat.
She's like, you got grandma again. And she's like, oh. It's like, do you know what that is? She's like, yeah, it's nice. It's like, look inside. Then she gets at the ultrasound. She's like, ah, oh, that's nice. And it's like, do you know what it is? Like, yeah. This is good.
Wow. That rules.
She unwraps it and they're like, do you get it now? And she's like, oh. And then she points at my other brother and goes, you're pregnant. She really botched getting this early. But she was wrapped the whole time, so it was still very adorable. Like you could not, yeah, that's, it was very cute. So that was my Mother's Day experience.
That sounds like an incredible, amazing Mother's Day gift event.
Yes.
I feel so much. I just got my mum a bag of chips.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't get her anything.
All right. Yeah. I'm not the worst one here.
Yeah. We organized a delivery of flowers and like a bunch of stuff, like chocolates and some Prosecco or whatever it was like that. And I'm like, mum, be prepared, be on the lookout, make sure that you are home on Friday for a sneaky delivery. And she's like, why, what is it? And I'm like, it's a surprise. And so she kept asking what was coming, not really understanding the idea of, you know, a surprise gift. But then realizing we cooked it and we didn't look at the date and we're just like, yes, a Friday. And it's coming this Friday. Whoops.
Oh, so nailed like, it!
It hasn't come so yet, and we're like,
yay!
I'm embroidering my mum something, but the week before Mother's Day, I was waiting on my COVID results, so I couldn't make it or post it until I got the results. Send
her. Hey, mum, I made you a thing. There might be COVID on it. I don't know if
spray
I have it.
Spray it before you touch it.
I don't know how it works. I don't know if that is even a thing. Enjoy.
Wow.
In any case, I couldn't go to the post office.
So Zoe wins with a bag
Zoe
of chips.
Zoe wins.
Zoe wins with a bag of chips. Well done. Yeah, good work.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And now a quick word from our sponsor.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Also, do you know that we do too many shows across the SansPants Radio Network? Take Shut Up a second. Our very first podcast we ever did. It's a nightmare reflection to where it all started, but damn it, I can't help but feel like a proud dad. Early on, I edited all the episodes, watching ever vigilantly from the producer box, until one day I realized they just didn't need me anymore. The training wheels had come off, and sure, there'd be some minor scraps along the way, but my heart beams with deep satisfaction of how far they've come. Oh, it's also just some hot, dumb, funny bullshit, so search for Shut Up a Second on iTunes or Spotify, or head to our website, sanspantsradio.com. Weirdly, my week was uneventful, surprisingly. It was kind of like we had a lot of stuff happen prior this last week. It's just kind of been nice and relaxing, bits and ups and downs, went to like physio stuff and hospitals and all those types of things to run some things, but things are on the up and up, so it's nice.
Yeah,
my partner can actually get up now by herself, which is, hey, that's an improvement. Yesterday
little
she
victories,
was able
man.
To walk a little bit, and I'm just like, holy shit, I've never been as proud.
Oh, this guy wants kids.
And he doesn't want to give them back.
All right, kids, nothing, or a bird. So many options.
It's Sophie's choice.
He's gone for the fourth option, girlfriend, fiance having broken knee.
Yeah. Basically having a treat her like a giant big baby. We went out yesterday for the for the very first time. We went to Kmart to get her some XXL men's trackies so she could put them
good
on
choice.
Over the brace. And it was like, yeah, the very first time she's actually been out of the house in a couple of weeks. And
is
yeah.
the Kmart near your house open?
Yeah, dude.
They're all open.
Fuck!
That's where I got the men's trackies I'm currently wearing.
Did you not think Kmart had opened?
No. And yeah. I may have ordered a bunch of stuff yesterday. Now I have to sit and wait for it to come in the mail.
You ordered something from Kmart?
Our kettle broke.
Yeah, they're open, man.
They never shut.
They've never shut, exactly. Everything's been open the whole time.
Huzzah. Immunocompromised. Yeah, forgive me.
Yeah, I shouldn't go. I shouldn't, yeah. I shouldn't have gone.
No, you should have ordered.
I made the
well
right
done.
Choice.
You made the
a
right
choice,
decision.
The
yes,
right
the right choice. But yeah, so yeah, was able to get out of the car and walk around Kmart. It took us an hour and a half to get trackies, but, you know, walking. And it was
you
a very proud
trackies.
Moment.
Got trackies.
Exactly. It was really nice. It was able to be like, you know.
Little and you get to stroll around Kmart. Great time.
Exactly. So that was really, really nice. But yeah, so yeah, this little week's been a bit chill. And like, yeah, just sort of mostly being a carer and making sure that she's watered, fed and all that. And yeah, it's just these little small victories that I'm beaming with pride every time she does something by herself. I'm like, the other day she put on socks. I was like, oh my God, yes. Anywho, I think we've got some emails, or at least an email that has been sent in. That someone wants our wonderfully unprofessional opinion. Do not take whatever we say as law. Remember, we're unqualified as hell, but we'll give it a crack. So, we've got one listener has emailed in, and they say they are at the point where I don't know what to do. TLDR is, I worry about leaving my partner because of her mental health and because I'm a part of her recovery and current stability. I worry this might develop into dependence, and I worry because despite my efforts, I just don't feel the way she does about me.
I've asked my friends, but they are implicated and I don't want to put them or her in an uncomfortable position, so I resort to your wisdom. My problem is to do with my relationship. About a year ago, I met this girl. She was incredibly beautiful, and after, you know, mustering all my courage and making a list of potential conversations, I asked her out. Things went great, but as the conversation progressed, I got the distinct impression that she was going through some stuff. I've been very depressed a couple of years back after getting out of an awful relationship, so I could spot some signs. So I put my courtship on hold and just set out trying to be her friend and support her. This was good too. She had just moved to the UK and had no friends and a really messy history, and so me and my friends all supported her, and she was incredibly thankful for me reaching out to her that day and for bringing her into my friendship group. A couple months or so passed, things were going great, and we eventually fell into a relationship. Now, we're here. I can't shake the feeling that this isn't right. I don't know how or why, but I don't have the emotional investment in the relationship I thought I would. But she really likes me, so I worry that if things did run their course, that she'd be left in a similar position than when I first met her. I don't want to hurt her, and I don't want to lose the friendship we had. I really don't know what to do. I've been experienced, you know, bad relationships, and I don't want to carry that on. Whenever I think about it, I just feel hollow. Love the show. Insightful, inspiring. Hopefully you can give me some insight or inspiration as how to move forward. So, gang.
Break up, break up, break up.
Yeah, look, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
In a very short kind of like very quick rapid response is, yeah, the relationship does sound like it needs to end. I would highly recommend, once again, watching Daniel Sloss's Jigsaw, because it feels like you might be feeling some of the things that Daniel Sloss describes in that particular comedy special. It's really just a great special that I feel most couples, if not all couples, should watch. If not together, then at least, you know, apart. But no, it sounds like you need to, I think, end this relationship now before it gets worse.
Yeah, and then rewatch Sloss after the breakup. I think that's a very important thing to do. I tell all my friends when they've gone through a breakup is to watch that to reaffirm why you've done it and why you shouldn't get back together with that person. There was a reason you broke up in the first place.
Yeah, it's going to suck because, again, it's this idea of, like, you don't want to hurt someone, but isn't staying with someone when you are not invested hurting them anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, don't they deserve better?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to suck, like, the initial moment and maybe for the first couple of, like, you know, days, weeks, months or whatever. But it's the best thing going forward. You kind of do need to rip that off like a Band-Aid. Taking it from me, a coward boy who probably stayed in a relationship maybe a year or so longer than I needed to. So,
yes.
I think we've all can say that maybe.
Yeah, as your friend, yeah.
I was trying to.
I think it's
what
you call
your relationship, but fine, so.
I reckon the really good thing by the sound of it is that she's friends with everyone in the friendship group.
Yeah.
That is so awkward.
I think that sounds good, though. Like, from what the person's described, it's that they really care about this person. Mm. They went through a hard time. They decided not to court them because they cared more about their mental health. They made friends. They gave, like, them. They're now a part of a really good friendship group. They have a friend in the person who wrote it as well. And now they're like, oh, well, the relationship aspect isn't working. They've said they wanted to stay friends with them. Yeah. I think, you know, I understand not wanting to implicate your shared friends in saying, oh, this is what I'm thinking of doing. But if it's something you know you're going to do, you can always talk to your friends and be like, look, I don't want to be in a relationship anymore. And I'm sure they will understand, or they at least should understand, that if you don't want to be in a relationship with someone, it's not fair to keep them in a relationship with you. Because as Zoe said, like, they deserve better than that. Like, no one deserves to be in a relationship where it's not reciprocated. Like, that's not nice. Exactly. But if you can talk to your shared friends and be like, this person might need a little extra support. This is sort of what needs to happen, and it's just, you know, it's not your responsibility. Like, you can still maintain a friendship with this person. I'd say you know, with anything that is rough that comes up in your life, go to therapy. There are people there who will teach you how to get through rough parts of your life and will have actual professional advice as opposed to us being like, just leave. And what a theme of today's episode.
Yeah, right?
How good's leaving?
So fucking good. But I think in a way, like more of a practical thing is like, yeah, I would say talk to your friends or at least one or two, maybe close friends about this, especially if they are also friends with your partner currently. It's kind of like, you know, even just to be like, this is the things that are happening, because it seems like you also need some support as well. Mm. Like if you are feeling hollow, is it just be hollow in the relationship or is there other things going around this? So, you know, speak to some people. And I think as a practical kind of like just to get the ball started, maybe ask your current partner just the phrase, are you happy?
And then start a fight. And then through that fight, break up.
Maybe don't start a fight.
Don't start a fight.
Fucking asking the question, are you happy, is going to cause a fight.
Well, that's kind of what he's trying to go for, I think.
Why would it cause a fight?
I wasn't trying to start a fight.
How would the question, are you happy, start a fight?
Yeah. Because what is the correct answer? Yeah, sure. And what about you? Like, no matter you asking that question, we'll then ask the question back at you.
Well, exactly. And then to be like, well,
like why are you asking this?
Yeah.
No one's like, are you happy? Yes. Great. So am I. Let's go. Where's the pulpit?
Okay. Well, for me, it wasn't necessarily a starting a fight question because generally it's like, are you happy? Because generally if one person is unhappy in a relationship, chances are the other person is not. Generally, like nine times out of 10, in my experience, that kind of idea is like, if you're, well, that's it in my experience. Also,
healthy relationships,
maybe. Are you happy? And then they could be like, yes, I am. And it's a very easy way to be like, well, to be perfectly honest, I'm not. And then you can start kind of opening up about what you feel. Because right now it's kind of like what you feel. And that's what I'm trying to like, you know, I guess get at. It's not like too much as starting a fight, because if someone is like, are you happy? I'm happy. How about you? Not really. Fuck you. That seems weird. That's a weird interaction that I feel that shouldn't start a fight. But then again, I don't know.
Mr. Healthy Relationships over here, isn't he? So the only thing I would like posit just to throw it out there, and I am an aggressively single individual. I would love to find someone and go through that, but it hasn't happened for me. And odds are it may never happen for me. You know, whatever. Let's party. Woo.
All right, I'm with George. Single and sad forever.
But the only thing I would say for maybe you people who've been in relationships is there a chance that this guy is just is emotionally not being fully aware of his own situation? Because I've had guys before, friends of mine, who I've seen and they're like, nah, bro, don't like her, whatever. And then like they've ended up marrying them eventually. So, you know, that side of things, guys can...
Yeah,
and I'm not saying it's just guys.
Yeah.
I'm saying girls as well, but like as in being in relationships, they're like, nah, fuck this. And sometimes they've even broken up, but then they've ended up back together because they both needed space. But then other times the guy's just being like, man, I don't want to do this and whatever. And then they end up staying together. They've got kids now, you know, and they're happy. They're not like miserable about it. So I'm not saying they've got kids now and he hates it all. No, but like...
it's about being aware.
It's about being aware of like what you're feeling, because sometimes that you can be in a relationship and be like, I want to get out. And then whatever part of your brain is like, let's just see how this goes. And then like a month or two later, you're like, I don't know what those feelings were about. I like this.
So that does happen. That's what I'm asking.
I don't think that's what's happening with this person. I think this person needs to get out of their relationship because it feels like that their partner probably definitely not intentionally, but it seems like that too much of the emotional responsibility is falling on the person writing in. Mm. And when you're mentally ill, you can, I know I definitely did start relying too much on your partner to be like your center of your world and your happiness. And so that makes it really scary to leave that person, because you're like, oh no, there's an extra layer of mental health issues on top of just a regular sad breakup. But hey, I got dumped a week after I started taking new meds and I'm fine. So it works out. Like no matter what, like I thought genuinely I was just going to die from sadness. Like not even like, I just thought I would disintegrate into dust. But
oh, man, pfft, sounds awesome.
It worked out.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, you've been dating. You're saying a couple months or so have passed, so I'm not quite sure how like long this relationship is. It doesn't sound like it's a, you know, 10-year, decade-long relationship. It does sound like it's, you know, relatively new-ish. So, again, the longer you stay... I don't know. It's this kind of thing where I'm like, the longer you stay, yes, you can give it a chance. Maybe things will kind of iron out. Maybe just gone through a rough patch because, fuck, we're all just cooped up inside. Because you could just be feeling this kind of way because we're all cooped up. We're inside. We're kind of seeing each other, kind of, you know, the same person over and over again. It's if you are living with this person. And if you are living with this person, that will make that thing, you know, even harder to sort of uncouple, as it were. So, you know, or it could just be this kind of thing where, again, I don't really know your situation if you are living together or if you're not, because that involves its own set of problems as well. But yeah, it might just be this thing where we are all dealing with this wonderful crisis that we're all sort of having this beautiful COVID depression, as it were, that is that playing a factor in this? And are you projecting maybe something else onto the relationship? So, you know, these are things like, well, I am very much a team leave if you're unhappy. At the same time, is the relationship what is either causing the unhappiness or not adding to your happiness? Those are the two questions I would be asking yourself. And, you know, if it's like, oh, actually, I don't know, then kind of investigate maybe why you aren't happy, or, you know, if there's other sort of things you can kind of do. And again, as Cass is, and we all want to say, go to therapy, speak to a therapist. You know, before I ended it with my previous partner, it was the same thing where I had to go see a therapist because I was dealing with all these new and wonderful feelings that I didn't know how to process them. So that I ended up seeing a therapist because of this. Well, I started off seeing my physio and talking to her about that and being like, you're just a physio. And while we're having this great chat, she was like, maybe go see someone. I'm like, yeah, look,
stretch my soul, physio.
So I think talking to someone who is a professional in this may be able to help you and guide you through this, especially if you're like, I am also worried about X, Y, and Z. Yeah. So they can give you more of an in-depth perspective, and you can kind of give them, you know, I guess the nitty-gritty, all the sort of details that are not here. So, yeah, while I am always team, if you're unhappy, change it. And if that change is maybe something big and they don't want to do it, maybe that's the best thing for it. Maybe there are other things involved on the sort of, I guess, on the optimistic side of things.
It's always funny, I reckon, the fear of someone's mental health, like, spiraling out of control because of you breaking up with them, because – I mean, genuinely, that obviously is a concern sometimes, but I feel like sometimes that also could be tied into like that could be your own ego coming into it a bit, being like, if I leave, you know, everything's going to fall apart. You know what I mean? Like, as in,
I'm so great.
Yeah, I've seen that with friends again, where they're like, man, I can't do it. If I leave, she's going to have nothing. And you're like, yeah, but are you sure?
I'm sure she'll be fine, dude.
Was she just sitting in a room waiting for this dude to rock up, and then her life started?
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's I always suspect that there's an element of that in these, how people feel. Yeah, they're like, oh, if I leave, and don't get me wrong, there can be serious concerns where you have to look into it, but I definitely think on the milder cases.
Look, I was the same. Like, you know, it was that kind of thing of like, yeah, I need to leave. I want to end this kind of thing. But at the same time, it was like, oh, I worry about how they're going to handle it and all those kind of stuff. But
she got to live without this.
I'm the best, but she was fine.
But worrying about things like that, like if you really care about the person, like it's, I can't imagine there are, you know, the majority of breakups where someone is like, wow, I used to love this person and now I hate them with every fiber of my being. The switch has flipped, I'm out. I think in most cases you'd be like, there is a reason this is not working. And you still care about the other person though. Like, of course you're going to think about how they feel. And it's a lot easier to worry about how someone else will handle something than to think about what you are going to do. Because if you believe you have control over another person's reaction, hey, you can do that. That's something you can fix because you just don't cause the problem. There, you've done it. You fixed love. It's finished now. You can be happy. Wow. Congrats. You're happy now.
You did it.
I never thought we'd finish this show. This entire Just answers like that.
Huh. But yeah, obviously no. So no.
So yeah. Wait, so what? I really hope this sort of advice helps out. But I think the best thing is maybe to even be honest and even go and just say, like, maybe I think this relationship, this kind of romantic one, isn't working, but I care about you as a friend and I really want to see you, you know, succeed and all that kind of jazz. And I think this our relationship, I think we work better as friends than we do as lovers. Don't like that sentence.
No.
But then if you are gonna go that way.
Yeah. I felt bad coming out of my mouth. Sorry.
You looked so uncomfortable, jeez.
Oh, I did. I felt uncomfortable.
We all had to go through that.
Feels bitter.
Lovers.
Not a fan of that. Yeah. So yeah, I'd kind of be a bit more. And again, it depends how, emotionally stable or emotionally healthy your relationship is. Like, are you two people that can have such a frank discussion and everything is kind of fine and it doesn't end in a fight?
Yeah. Are you two people who can continue to be friends after this? Because you both need to be on the same page with that, and you need to be really honest and kind of honest for the other person as well. Like, I know, like, when I broke up with my ex, I was like, we can be friends, and the reality is that I couldn't. But I was like, yeah, we can do it. And he could see that I was lying and was like, I got to say no. Like, I got to be responsible here because you've got to make yourself.
Just like, we can still be friends.
Yeah, like, I was like, no, we'll figure it out. Like, I'd rather have you in my life as a friend rather than not have you in my life. And it was kind of, there was that kind of sense of responsibility. And I was very grateful in the fact that he was, like, in hindsight, I mean, like, in the moment, he sucked. But in hindsight, I was very grateful that he was like, I can see that actually, no, being friends probably wouldn't be good for you. So I'm going to eject myself from this situation. So you do still have to be somewhat responsible. And if you see, like, maybe, yeah, you should start out trying to be friends and you can see that kind of, you know, a couple of weeks down the track that this isn't working, or that she could possibly still be too emotionally invested. Like, you need to be the bigger person. You need to be the mature person and say, like, okay, we need a bit of distance now.
I think another thing well with that is, if you want to change your relationship in that way, you have to be, like, so honest about how you're feeling, and you have to accept that from one another that you're going to have the same expectations as to what you mean by friendship. You might have to constantly rediscuss that and renegotiate what is okay with boundaries and things, and you have to both accept that at any given time one person might be uncomfortable and decide that they don't want that anymore, and that's fine. But if you want to be friends, you have to actually be friends, and you have to talk to each other about it to figure out what's working and what's not, and you have to be up to continuously renegotiate that to make sure that you're both comfortable. The idea, like, I know you said it was really good for you, Zoe, but the idea of saying to someone, this is what I want, and then having them be like, no, I don't think that's good for you, would kill me. I'd be like, you don't know my life. Shut up.
No, I think it's like, in that moment, like, in that moment, I very much was like, you don't know me. You don't, like, you're not in my brain. But I think also you, especially when you've been with someone for a really long time, me and my partner were together for 4 years, there definitely was, he was like, I can tell that you're lying. Like, I can tell, and I need to be the adult here, because you're in that very vulnerable place when you've been broken up with, where you're like, I'll do this and I'll do that, and you're kind of not really acting rationally, you're acting with pure emotion. So it is kind of difficult to let someone else kind of make the decision for you. But also, like, if you're going through a breakup and the person who is breaking up with you is like, I never want to see you again, you don't get a say in that.
Yeah.
Like, and that was kind of like, he made that, he bit that bullet for me. And then, like, a couple years later, we were like, let's try to reinvest in our friendship. And it didn't work. But in that moment, it was like, trying to invest in the friendship at that moment would have caused me way too much pain. And I would have powered through it because I cared about him so much.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never been able to, I know people who are friends with their exes, and that's great. It's just something that I've never been able to do. And I don't really understand it.
Like, what do you mean? Like,
to me, it's so alien.
Do you mean like your enemies at the end, or you just don't call each other every week?
There's something nice like that. That ejection, like this is really like blunt way to put it, but the ejection of them from your life, I think, can be really fantastic. Like I've tried, but it hasn't worked out. Like with any nemesis.
Yeah. And for me, it's not about, like, arch nemesis, because it's not like, you know, it's love then hate. It's like love then, nothing. Yeah. Like, literally, like, oh, it's that kind of feeling of, like, oh, cool, as opposed to, hate him. And so, I don't know, it's weird. I always found it really hard to try and maintain a friendship with someone I felt.
A lover.
Sure there's a George Michael song about this or something.
I think again, I'm still in contact with some how's this for an even worse phrase? Some of my past paramours. Hate it. Yeah, that was gross.
I told you I was like sick already.
So some of my past relationships, like, but thing is, I've only had like a passing conversation after, you know, 5 years,
yeah,
or something like that, and that has been, you know, something that we're able. Okay, yeah, cool, that. But I don't know, maintaining friends with an ex is something I find very foreign. But that's just me.
I don't think anyone who's ever seen me naked should be like allowed to continue living. So
that's a gift reserved for a select few, eh? So?
Yeah, and then like a praying mantis, you're dead.
It's the Ark of the Covenant.
So, I hope that helped. love to know how this ends up. Please email in just to fill me in on some stories.
The hot cross, we're have, so desperate for.
Yeah,
it's great
something
times.
To fill the time. good luck. Let us know how it happens and
hope it pans
what's
out well.
The go. Because, yeah, we really, really do hope it all works out. Mm. But as I said, do maybe go see a therapist.
Yep.
And also watch Daniel Sloss's Jigsaw. It's on Netflix and it's real good. And I think you'd very much relate to what is being said. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Zoe B.
I've been Cass.
And I've been George.
And we're still fine.
So fine.
Thanks for listening. If you want to get in touch with us for some very unprofessional advice that goes beyond just go to therapy, feel free to email us on happylittlepod@gmail.com and make sure you put somewhere in the email okay to air if you're happy to have us discuss it on the show. Hope you have a great day. You're not alone. We love you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.